So like one other thing I remember, this actually happened literally right before the whole drug overdose thing. The first time I met my ex and her friends, they had, you know, drugs on them and stuff. And I directed them to this satanic like haunted forest, you know, near my place. And we went there, and I remember it was my, we went up to like this little area up this like little, like, I don't know what it's called. It's like you have to walk up to get to it. And we sat there and we started playing this game. It's called like Werewolf. I don't know the name offhand, but it's a game where you have to guess who the werewolf is. And there's like this little automatic voice thing that would start saying stuff. And I remember I smoked weed for my first time right there, which I believe that opened me up because I never did drugs before that. So when I did drugs, this like, which I really believe this demonic spirit actually convinced me at that moment that these three that were with me, including my ex, were going to sacrifice me and that they were a cult. And I started actually feeling fear and major anxiety. And this demonic spirit actually started messing with the voice recording, where it would just rotate the voice recording over and over and over and over to spark up the anxiety. And I believe I remember saying to them, like, are you guys a cult? Are you guys going to sacrifice me? And then I started moving around like this area back and forth because I started to feel very paranoid and just feel very distressed. But after that happened, we walked down this area, like the slope area, and we got down and we saw like these group of people, a group of them, and they were all dressed in black. And if I remember correctly, I believe they were wearing robes. I can't guarantee say they were a satanic cult, but this area is known for satanic cults. And there was a whole bunch of people there, no lights or anything, just standing in the darkness. And they were looking at us walk by. And I remember like on the substance I was using, I was waving to them, like joking, saying, oh, hi, cult and stuff. And the reason why I know they were really there is because everybody with me, they all saw them too. And I personally believe they were a satanic cult just from all the cult sightings. Even in Sam and Kobe's video, when they went to Cobb's estate, Sam and Kobe, the most famous paranormal investigators in the world, went to the same place and they actually got chased out, which it could be by the same people. So I thought that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, you were playing with some serious fire and putting yourself in dangerous situations, not just in spiritual environments, because you said you'd be talking to demons, going to haunted places, buying haunted objects that I imagine at some point had some negative impact on someone. That's how you figure out that the object is haunted in the first place. But did it ever get to a point where you realized that there was something wrong? Because I feel like most people, when they hear stories like this, are like, this is crazy. Why would you even go there? Right? This is kind of the point in the horror movies, right? And people are like, why would you even go up, you know, to the attic? Or why would you go to this place if you know? Well, you were doing the same thing. So how was your thought process? And like I said, was there ever a moment where you thought that you were going too far?
So my thought process throughout this whole thing was, when I would watch like horror movies, I viewed them as so much fun, just an adrenaline rush. And it was like, I wanted to have those like same experiences. Like, I know this may like, I guess like sound kind of odd, but like pretty much like my thought process at this time was, if I was in one of those horror movie situations, it would be scary, but I think the thought of it being scary was the adrenaline rush. So I always kind of liked putting myself in positions like that. Like another thing that came into my brain was a time where I thought that was too far was, this is going a little bit back. This was when I was in high school and there was this class project. We were doing this class project where I forgot what it was exactly, but the teacher said that you're able to do, you can pick your own topic of research to go off of. And I picked the paranormal. So I took one of my friends and we went to this, we thought it was in a giant abandoned house near the area. So we literally hopped this gate. We went over and there's like satanic symbols on the wall. I'm like attempting to talk to spirits here. And the owner of the house, so this was somebody's house. So we literally trespassed on somebody's house and me and him had no idea. And this owner literally said, get down from my house. I'm going to call the cops. And he said, he called the cops. And then I remember that he walked with us out and the cops came and they asked us, what were you doing in there? And I literally told the cops that, you know, paranormal investigating, and they thought I was on drugs. They thought what I was saying was super like wild, you know, and I had the K2 meter, the piece of spirit equipment in my pocket. And I was attempting to pull it out to show the cops, and they almost drew the gun on me. And they said, get your hands out of your pocket. And I was like this. And then they found out that it was spirit equipment. And that whole experience, my friend's dad was really mad about the whole experience. So I guess that was one of the times where I actually thought, dang, this is a little far. Like, we almost got arrested. Like, and they even asked the owner, do you want to have them like arrested for trespassing? But the owner had grace on us. Just like how Jesus had grace for us, the owner literally said, it's fine. And I'm so thankful for that man, because I could have literally been arrested.